Hi, good morning, friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for educational purpose and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources of our information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Money Control, Bloomberg, Business Standard, ET, Mint, BSE, Financial Express and others. So we start by looking at updates from chemical and agrochemicals segment before we move on to other segments and bring you the updates from stock markets as well. So over to Abhishek now.
Many thanks, Puratan. Good morning, friends. We start our week. News from chemical side. So Temprax Enterprise, they have announced that the State Level Environment Impact Assessment Authority in Gandhinagar has accorded environmental clearance for expansion in manufacturing of synthetic organic chemicals by the company at its unit for located in Ankleshwar GIDC estate. So we'll keep a watch on Temprax Enterprises. Gulshan Poly Limited, they have received, signed and executed a long-term offtake agreement for setting up upcoming standalone dedicated ethanol plant of about 250 KLPDs. This is to supply indigenous denatured anhydrous ethanol to oil marketing companies under the ethanol blending petroleum program. This offtake, long-term offtake agreement with OMCs is effective from 15th January 2022 and will be valid for 10 years, offered jointly by and executed by IOCL, BPCL and HPCL for an annual offtake quantity of about 3.96 crore liters per annum of ethanol. And finally, Adani Enterprise Limited, it has incorporated a wholly owned subsidiary named Adani New Industries Limited, which is ANIL. The new subsidiary will undertake businesses of developing and operating projects for synthesis of low carbon fuel and chemicals, generation of low carbon electricity and manufacture of key components and material for such projects, which is including but not limited to generation of green hydrogen, related downstream products, electricity generation, manufacturing of wind turbines, solar modules, batteries, electrolyzers, associated upstream manufacturing, as well as ancillary industries, and to undertake all such activities associated with within this regards. So we'll keep a watch on Adani New Industries Limited for some exciting new ventures that they would announce soon. This is all from my side. Over to Puratan for more sector specific news and markets in general. Thank you,
Abhishek. So we start by looking at updates from the U.S. market. Dow Jones ended 4 points in the negative territory. S&P was down by almost 1 point. Nasdaq down by 145 points. So flattish performance from Dow Jones and S&P. However, Nasdaq was down in triple digits. U.S. 30 futures trading 30 points below the previous closing, and US 500 futures trading 1 point in the negative territory compared to the previous trading session. US markets are expected to remain volatile as important data releases, economic data releases come or are released this week. So one needs to be careful. This could not only impact the US indices but also Indian indices. So this week we expect a lot of volatility as we see earnings releases as well as data releases. On the FI and DI front, so FIs have bought shares worth 496 odd crores, whereas domestic institutional investors have sold shares worth 115 odd crores. So this time FIs, it seems, have started picking up equities in the cash market. The opening for the year was a spectacular one. However, this indices have already moved by almost about 7 to 8 percentage points. So one needs to be very careful. And this week could possibly be a side week as far as indices are concerned. However, on stock-specific news and earning releases could impact their movement. For Nifty Index, key resistance level to watch out is 17,900, followed by 17,950 levels. key support level to watch out is 17,700 and 17,650 levels. From the F&O segment, we are seeing maximum call open interest at 18,000 levels, followed by 17,500. Call writing, we are seeing at 17,400, followed by 18,500 levels. Maximum put open interest, we are seeing at 17,000, followed by 17,500 levels. And put writing, we are seeing at 17,800, followed by 17,900 levels. We will understand these data points as they change during the day. And today could be a significant day in terms of defining where the markets is headed. So first 2 days of the week would be an interesting day to watch out for. On the non-speculative side, we are seeing high delivery percentage in SBI Life, HUL, HDFC, AMC, HDFC, Voltas, Power Grid, L&T and PI Industries. And on the long build-up side, we are seeing India Cements, GSPL, MFSL, Delta Corp, NBCC and SRF, amongst others. For earnings calendar for today, 5 Paisa Capital, Ganga Papers Limited, GI Engineering Solutions, GNA Excels, Thambi Modern Spinning Limited and Vikas Life Care will release their quarterly earnings today. On the bulk deal front, Morgan Stanley Asia Singapore PT has sold about 19,90,000 odd shares of Zlearn, and American Funds Fundamental Investors has picked up 1 crore 76 lakh shares in CG Power and Industrial Solutions. So one needs to evaluate what is happening on this on CG Power front. Philatex India, so Penguin Trading and Agencies has bought 25,85,000 shares in the company at 117 per share. So CG Power is the takeaway from this bulk deal. Now moving on to segmental news. So automotive segment first, and Maruti Suzuki has said that despite the demand for SUV, hatchbacks have continued to rule the roost, and Maruti is expected to launch more than half a dozen products in the, this year, and out of 50%, 50% of this would be SUVs, and the rest will be small cars. So I think an equal split between SUVs and hatchbacks as Maruti tries to catch on the SUV trend. Hero MotoCorp has appointed Arun Jawara as the CTO. And however, the chief compliance officer has resigned here. Hero has been moving for the past couple of, for almost the entire week, and we need to see whether it can suitably cross the 2600 price levels. On the IT front, TCS has announced that its board of directors will consider a proposal for buyback of equity of the shares. And this will be done at the meeting, which will be held tomorrow, and also the quarterly results will be declared. Cient, so Aditya Birla Sun Life AMC has sold about 21 lakh odd equity shares in the company, and this was done via open market transactions. On the commodity and the energy front, so Tata Steel has increased stake in Medica TS Hospital, which is a joint venture company, and the stake has been increased from 26% to 51%. On Tata Power front, company has said that it has secured highest score amongst all its peers in the Indian power sector, and this score has been assigned by S&P Global, which has recently released a corporate sustainability assessment, which is also known as CSA. On the realty side, Dilip Buildcon, so construction and infra and realty side, so Dilip Buildcon, subsidiary Sannur Bikarante Highways Private Limited has received a financial closure for from NHAI for the four laning of Sannur to Bikarante section, which is NH-769 under the Bharatmala Pariyojana, and this was, the closure was done on HAM model, and this project is based out of Karnataka. Oberoi Realty has reported over two-fold jump in the sales booking, and the sales stands at 1,965 crores for the third quarter of December. So quite a significant jump here, and this is on higher demand. This is largely on higher demand, and the, this was released as regulatory filing, wherein the company shared a summary of the bookings that were made for the third quarter. So overall, a good performance from Oberoi Realty. DLF has informed the exchanges that it has launched One Midtown, which is a luxury residential address in New Delhi. And Shobha has reported a sales volume of 13,22,680 square feet, which is in terms of the super built-up area. And the valuation is at 1,050-odd crores in Q3 of FY22. This is up from 908 during the previous quarter, and significantly up from the 677 crores reported in the same quarter last year. So quite a significant sales numbers from Shobha as well. Macrotech Developers has entered into 11 joint development agreement JDAs with landowners for this fiscal year, and with an estimated sales revenue potential of 14,500 crores. So this is also quite a significant number flowing in from Macrotech. And I think realty segment is something that seems to be in a bullish mode. Avenue Supermarts has reported a 24% higher standalone profit at 586 crores and a 22% higher revenue at 9,065 odd crores in Q3 of FY22. So one needs to check out for Avenue Supermarts as well. And the Reliance Industries, interestingly, has bought a New York luxury hotel called Mandarin Oriental for $98 million, where it has bought about 77% shares. On the banking front, CVR Rajendra has decided to take early retirement from the post of MD and CEO from the CSB Bank. For ICICI Bank, the private sector lender has said that it has now facilitated online payment of customs duty, and this will benefit both the retail and corporate customers. And finally, on Biocon front, a subsidiary of Biocon, which is Biocon Biologics, has said that the U.S. health regulator has not approved an application for insulin aspart, which was filed by its partner Viatris. So it has categorically said that USFDA has issued a complete response letter, which is CRL, for the biologics license application for insulin aspart filled by our partners Viatris. This statement was issued by Biocon. So obviously not a good news flow for Biocon. One has to take note of this. So this is all from our side. We wish you a happy and trading day. Take care of yourself, trade rich, and trade safe. Till then, stay safe. Bye-bye.